The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line, round of 32, a Sweet 16 berth on the line for 8 tournament games today as we say good morning and welcome you in. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Of course, the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios here at the South Point. Michael Lombardi at the Borgata. I swear to you, partner, like, I'll never get used to walking in at 6:30 a.m. and seeing a bar full of people. The sports book is full. The tables are full. Where do these people come from? What do they do?
I don't think they sleep, Patrick. I don't think they sleep. I think they just keep going straight through the night and then watch the games on rewind. I mean, I don't know how the hell they do it. You know, I don't know how they do it. And they keep going back up to the betting window. And, you know, and gas is $6 a gallon. It don't bother them. They just keep going.
It's a tremendous constitution just to keep partying, right, and to not sleep.
No,
it's incredible.
I mean, the energy level is just magnificent. I mean, they got these giant things here, Patrick. They got the – yesterday we had Bill, Anissa, Millie, or everybody was here watching games, had the whole crew, right? And so they see these, they have this giant basketball that's filled with beer that, you know, it's like a, it's unbelievable. And I mean, I'm watching these guys, they're ordering like 4 of them. Like, seriously, I mean, I just be in the bathroom the whole time.
It's like it's a ball keg. It's a basketball keg.
Yeah, it's a ball keg. That's exactly what it was. That's a good way.
Did you invite your TikTok friend over to the party yesterday?
No, Meals by Kuji. No, but he had a great video. I guess he must have had some action on Miami. Maybe he listened to me on that one because I was on Miami yesterday, and when that shot went down, you know, he does a whole play by play on that shot in a typical Italian manner. You know, with the Italian curse words going through there, and when that shot banked off the rim, was a close one, right?
You know, it's interesting you said it because we had some normalcy return because those recognizable programs, you know, 10-6 straight up for the favorites, 10-6 ATS for the favorites, but again, Ohio State wins, Auburn wins, Texas Tech wins, you know, Purdue wins, Villanova wins. Michael, we had a little return to normalcy yesterday.
Yeah, you know, and Notre Dame won. Hats off to Josh Applebaum. Yeah. He beat the Sharp here in the book. I think the Quinterly injury really affected. Alabama looked out of sorts after he got hurt, don't you think?
Well, they looked out of sorts. To be fair, we've talked about them. Oates' team looked out of sorts down the stretch the last month and a half
They really did. And so, you know, but they never got into any rhythm, and Notre Dame shot the ball really well. The game of the day was the Davidson game last night. I thought that was the best game of the day, didn't you?
Yep, 100%, 74-73 win for Michigan State. Michigan State obviously covers the point and a half that they got because Davidson went off as a 1.5-point favorite there, Michael.
No doubt. I mean, that's what Thomas and I were talking about before the show started, how that line flipped. It was, you know, Michigan State was a 2-point, 1.5-point favorite, and then they became the dog, and it went in their direction. So, look, I'm disappointed we won't continue to see Davidson. I just thought the way – but I was surprised how well Michigan State shot from the 3-point line yesterday. I thought that was really the difference in the game. I wasn't expecting them to shoot that well there.
Yep, they hit their threes late, out-rebounded Davidson, and you could just kind of tell, you could see the difference in athlete, right? Michigan State's got a bunch of grown men, and late in the game, they kind of wore Davidson down. It's actually deceptive because Davidson hit a couple of threes late. You know, Michigan State started to pull away. You just started to see that pedigree pull away. I agree. Don't you love watching that Davidson offense? It's so fluid. It's so fun. It's just so fundamental. It's really beautiful to watch.
And let's be honest, they didn't shoot as well as we had hoped they would shoot.
Right.
I mean, I thought they've, give Michigan State, you know, and I feel like, you know, I didn't give Izzo enough credit for having all that time to prepare his team because they are truly well-coached. Michigan State, yes. They may not be the best team, but they are really well-coached, and they made Davidson play outside their comfort zone. And as you said, they wore him down. I don't think we talk enough about that in basketball, about the body punches, the level. We do in football. You know, football is a 60-minute game, and eventually the better team takes over at the 53-minute mark and all that. In this, you know, right around 33 minutes, you can see the effect of the wear and tear on the players.
I totally agree with you. And that's why I say watch out for this Murray State team out of the Ohio Valley. And they're going to play your boys from Jersey City today, St. Peter's. Murray State laying 9.5. But Murray State are a bunch of grown men. They're big guys.
Yeah.
So those are teams. That's what I saw with Michigan State and Davidson. I wanted to see Davidson advance, even though I have a ton of friends that went to Michigan State. I'm just like you. I kind of wanted to see that brand of basketball
advance. I'm going to miss them in the tournament.
I agree.
I'm going to miss them in the tournament. I just like the way they played. And, you know, as Larry Brown said, they played the right way. I wonder today if St. Peter's, remember when Maryland beat University of Maryland at Baltimore beat
Virginia?
They beat Virginia in that, and then the next round, you know, everybody thought they were going to continue to be Cinderella and get to the Sweet 16,
yep.
And they lost.
Yep.
I mean, is that kind of where St. Peter? I mean, my Siena team beat St. Peter's twice this year. I mean, is Murray State really going to be able to? Are they going to be able to challenge Murray State? I think that's really to me going to be the fundamental question as you look at this. I think it'll be a fun game to watch, though. I think that'll be a really fun game to watch.
And I agree with you. The market's telling you Murray State, though, because it opened 8. It's up to 9.5 at a couple of shops, mostly 9s. But Murray State, remember, a couple of nights ago played that overtime thriller against San Francisco, so they could be a little gassed here. But again, St. Peter's, you know, this is house money for St. Peter's, obviously, as they advance.
Some great games on tap today, though. You know,
tremendous.
The first thing I got hit with, and I don't want to be the point guard here. You are. But, I mean, this St. Mary's UCLA game is going to be a fascinating game. It really is.
You're into into the St. Mary's team, by the way.
I am. The Moraga, you know, the offensive coordinator at the Raiders, he went to St. Mary's High School, which is in Berkeley. The college is in Moraga. But they're affiliated one and to other. So there is some special bond to St. Mary's. It'll be a fun game to watch. I mean, I think it's going to be a really good game. UCLA is going to have to defend the corner threes really well today. I think that's going to be critical because St. Mary's, their ball movement creates so much problems. It's going to be a fun game. Somebody better monitor Danielle Alvaria because she's going to be on it. It's going to be a tough one for her.
I totally agree. Two California schools, of course. UCLA, last year's Darlene Michael, open 2.5, bet up the 3. I like St. Mary's in the matchup. We'll break it down a little bit later. I totally agree with you there. Another one, I love the matchups today, just like you. I think North Carolina Baylor's fascinating because, you know, top end wise, you're looking at a Baylor team that's better and more talented. And of course, they cut down the nets last year, so they have the experience. But North Carolina has the depth. And it's a team right now. This is a North Carolina team that was bubbly. And then all of a sudden, they're a legit threat. I mean, this is a very good basketball team. And Baycott, the big, if he is dominant in this matchup against Baylor and gets those bigs for Baylor in foul trouble, remember, Baylor doesn't have the depth. So this could get interesting. And again, you know, Akinjo and Flagler, the guards there with Baylor, have the experience. But, you know, you've got athletic, young, big guards in Love and Davis for North Carolina as well. North Carolina is a dangerous team. They're a live team in this matchup.
No doubt. And I was talking to a good friend, a college coach, and I specifically asked about this game this morning. And what he said to me was simply this: look, North Carolina is not going to get the shots they got in the last game. No. I mean, they will get challenged on every shot. It'll be a much difficult game for North Carolina, for them against Baylor. Baylor wears you down. Their defense is really good, and it's going to require North Carolina to make some tough shots, to be able to get to the free throw line. I think that's going to be the key. Watch out that 12-minute mark. You know, the Coach K concept where we've got to get the other team into foul trouble by the 12-minute mark, where they've got to get them in the bonus. I think that's going to be the key for North Carolina today.
I don't disagree with you. That number right now, let me just set you up. Also, your Tennessee Volunteers are playing today, and yes, I am calling them because you love that team. That team's tough as hell. By the way, that number, Baylor opened 6. It's down to 5.5, so a little love for North Carolina in the market right now.
Interesting, because KenPom has it as an 8-point game.
Yep.
KenPom, 7-point game. Yeah, I mean, to me, Tennessee, this we're going to see, you know, there's two teams today that I'm really excited to see, Michigan and Memphis State. These two teams are so inconsistent, and they typically play to the level of the competition.
Right.
Will Memphis rise against Gonzaga today? I mean, this is the perfect place for Memphis, right? They know they're going in against a far superior team, yet they have a lot of talent. And then Michigan, it's the same thing. I mean, this Tennessee team, but what I was told this morning by a coach, and I think it's true because I watched Tennessee, is Tennessee can play right or left-handed. Tennessee can shoot poorly and still win the game. Tennessee's guards just are so good that they wear you down. I think this will be a really challenging game for Michigan. I think it'll be a close game. If you made me take, I would take Michigan in the 6.5, but I think Tennessee's a really good team.
Well, Michigan's going to have the size advantage with Dickinson and Diabate, the French kid, up front, but you just nailed it. As far as Tennessee, they got a ton of weapons. They share the ball. They assisted on 29 of their 33 field goals last time out. They just... You know, Barnes has done a really good job with this group. Barnes has done a good job since he arrived at Tennessee altogether.
No doubt, and they play defense. I mean, Patrick, they play great defense.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, they
frenetic.
Make it really challenging for you to get anything going with them. I mean, when they're locked in and they're playing at that level of defense, when they're really locked in, I mean, wow, are they good.
Yep.
I mean, they are really good. And so, you know, they show up in the number. I mean, Arkansas is the best defense in the Southeast Conference. Tennessee's the third best, but they are so good. Their guard play is outstanding.
Yep.
And they've got the bigs. I mean, you know, they bring these guys off. They bring the big guy off the bench, the freshman off the bench. They've got the bigs, the talented at the guard position. I mean, it's really going to be a lot of fun to watch that.
And you nailed it with the up-and-down nature of Michigan. How about just in the game against Colorado State? They trailed by 15, and then they dominated in the second half.
Yeah.
So it was a tale of two halves. By the way, quickly on Michigan, Devontae Jones is going to play. So
the vet guard is
going to settle them down because Tennessee likes to turn you over. Tennessee, to your point about the defense, so Devontae Jones, the guard for Michigan, could be a factor in this matchup. It's a good matchup. It opened 6.
Yeah.
Tennessee bet up to 6.5.
I mean, Tennessee forces 13 steals a game. I mean, their defense
is
tough. They're really good. So you've got to be really careful on that. I think when we come back, we got to give some props to the Big 12. I mean, we've been saying it all along how good the Big 12 is, and I think this tournament has proven that they are the best.
Well, I had in my notes, how about the tornado that swallowed the NCAA tournament up yesterday called the NFL? I mean, we haven't even touched on. I know you got on the network yesterday, but we got to get your take on Deshaun Watson as well. Of course, the NFL said, hey, NCAA tournament, go sit in your corner. We'll take it from here. Lombardi Line.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, of course, Jeff Siegel over at ExpressBet. He's got some pony plays for you today. The horses, race three at Santa Anita, the great race place. Jeff likes the four horse, Sweet California, aptly titled and aptly named at 2-1. In race four, Jeff Siegel has the five horse, Rosie Forecast, on top at 3-1. You can bet these races and more using FirstBet, the preferred sports horse racing app at VSiN. Of course, our friends at FirstBet are putting VSiN fans on free money alert. Pay attention this week. You can sign up for FirstBet and an account using the promo code Vegas25 and get $25 instantly. That's great. Make sure you check it out. Vegas25 is the code. Use it to bet this weekend's first Saturday mega race cards at Gulfstream and Santa Anita, featuring 15 marquee stakes races. It's a great day for horse racing today. For all the information, go to vsin.com/horses. Michael Lombardi at the Borgata. I'm told it's dead there. It's busy. It'll start to get busy at the Borgata as well as we welcome you in.
Yep.
Michael, good tease by you with the Big 12. So they got six teams in. Let's go through them. TCU pummeled Kevin Willard's squad yesterday. Seton Hall didn't even show up. That's embarrassing. We'll get to that. Iowa State with a win over an SEC team. And LSU, you nailed it yesterday with would LSU be in the mix as far as mentally. They did appear a little disjointed. Arizona rolls. Arizona's a dangerous team. Texas Tech rolls. Baylor and Kansas. So the six that got in from the Big 12 advanced to the round of 32, Michael.
I mean, and you know, they're battle-tested. I think there's no doubt they're battle-tested. I mean, look, LSU, we know that was going to be a mess. I mean, I didn't even realize they had fired some coaches along with Wade.
Yes.
They had new coaches on the staff. I mean, it's the first time I've ever seen six guys on a court before, college, pro, or high school. I've never even seen that before. So, you know, that was a challenge. LSU's going to have to do some real work to straighten out that great, once great basketball program. But this Big 12 is really good. I mean, they're good. Texas Tech, the way they dominated their game, you know, Kansas, the way they did. I mean, Kansas has a really, when you look at this bracket, I mean, where are they getting challenged to get to the Elite Eight or get there? I think they're in a pretty good bracket going through there. But all these teams are really good. TCU yesterday proved out to be really good. And we talked about Texas, you know, we talked about the Big 12 and Chris Beard, and well, I let Virginia Tech kind of get me into thinking that they had played well. But that game showed me how good the Big 12 really is.
I think he nailed it. I was wrong on Virginia Tech as well. Texas was just so big and physical. You just said it. They were battle-tested. The Big 12, look at what TCU did to Seton Hall. It was embarrassing.
They just owned them. I mean, it wasn't even a game. I mean, you could just – you know, there's sometimes you're watching the game and you could just tell early in the game who's the better team. That was one of those cases. Like, I'm not watching this anymore. Like, there's going to be no surge in the game.
No, I totally agree. And then the other one, Iowa State beat LSU, as you just mentioned. LSU, obviously some turnover, but Iowa State's not necessarily the team you think this year in Big 12, but they advance and, of course, beat a Big East team.
I mean, when LSU came out at halftime and they pressed and they kind of made their run, they got themselves back in it, but they really didn't get in it because Iowa State, you know, I mean, Iowa State's the, what are they, the, you know, they're 21-12, they were 7-11 in the conference, and yet they were able to handle a good LSU team that we saw during the sixth seed. So it was pretty impressive. I mean, look, they're good. They're good. I think anytime you have an opportunity where you can see a Big 12 team against somebody from I think you got to think twice about that.
Let me give a shout out to my buddy Steve texting in. So the Big 12, you want to hear about the dominance? 6-0 straight up, they're winning by an average of 18 points. 6-0 ATS, 14 points per game against the spread margins. So they're not just winning, they're dominating ATS as well. That's the Big 12 right now.
I think there's no doubt, and that's a great stat by Steve. I think the line, look, I think what's the hardest thing to handicap in college basketball, NC2A tournament? It's the level of competition. How do you balance that? How do you balance depth and level of comp? How do teams rise to the occasion? Now, and no, it's hard to think that St. Peter's was ever going to beat Kentucky, and perhaps if they played 10 times, Kentucky win 9. But they didn't. And so you have to handle that. One thing we know about the Big East, the Big 12, is their level of comp is outstanding. So they can stand alone. These other teams that face this level of comp, I don't think you can bake the number high enough in there. And I think that's what Steve's pointing out, which is perfect.
Yeah, and he's a pro bettor. He just said, pro bettor tip, look for the money to come in on the Big 12 teams this weekend. If you like any Big 12 teams, bet them ASAP. And you just mentioned.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think now the Thomas Gables, the Vinnies, the Chrissy Andrews, I think all these guys, they're adjusting to the. We've seen the Big 12 now. You know, we can rate it. You know, we know how good they are.
Totally agree. One of those being Kansas, who you just mentioned. So let me just take a look at the number. Creighton, Kansas. This number, 11.5. Yeah, it's bet up to 12. So these numbers are going to start to run away from you a little bit as far as the Big 12 and their dominance. I agree. Yeah, so much every year.
The only number that's not is North Carolina Baylor. Because we've got recency bias on North Cal. Great. That was the best game North Carolina played all year. So I think that's why that number hasn't run away from it as much, you know. And look, Texas has got Purdue. You know, TCU's going to run into a buzzsaw called Arizona. But, you know, Iowa State gets Wisconsin, and, you know, we'll see what goes on from there. So, you know, Notre Dame's got to play Texas Tech. We're going to find out if Notre Dame's for real or not, because that three-point line won't be as easy for Notre Dame, or their isolation game that they were able to utilize against Alabama might not be there against a good Texas Tech defense. That game, KenPom has that as a 7-point game. That'll be tomorrow.
Steve, is something that he taught me, you know, the recency you have to eliminate, confirmation bias you have to eliminate if you want to be a professional bettor. So let's just focus on what you said about North Carolina. They beat up on a trending downward team in Marquette, 95-63, where they hit 13 threes. My assumption would be North Carolina is not going to hit 13 threes against this Baylor perimeter defense.
Yeah, I think the hardest thing for anybody, whether you're a professional bettor like Steve or you're someone like me who's been in the NFL, is how do you handicap momentum as it relates to recency bias, right? You've got to separate those two.
Yes.
Teams that are convinced that they're playing well play at a higher level. You know, we were thinking Virginia Tech yesterday, as an example, was playing well through the tournament, all right? So our recency bias allowed us to encapsulate that moving forward. But with the 4 days off, they didn't play as well, right? So they've kind of they stalled out. I think that's really what you've got to separate yourself from. What is recency bias and what is true momentum? And my sense of it is when they go against Baylor, they're going to see a different style of defense, and they're going to have to readjust their game. I don't think it's going to carry from one to the other is my point here, Patrick.
I agree. And how about the best example? I got caught up in it, so I'll raise my hand. Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech should have lost by 20 yesterday to Texas. That was kind of some garbage points late, and they end up losing by, what, 7 or 8? But Virginia Tech against Texas. Texas wasn't really being discussed out of the Big 12, which is so brutal.
No.
And Virginia Tech ran through the ACC conference tournament, and all of a sudden that's the recency we bet into.
Right, and I think, look, we know Texas was 22-11 for the season, right? and they handled the best team in the ACC based on the tournament. So that gives us a little light. I mean, and we know Baylor and Kansas are the two most dominant teams, and Texas, one of the great defensive teams in college basketball. So I think Steve's right. I think you got to lean yourself towards the Big 12. I'm not going to go with North Carolina. I think KenPom, which is probably has no bias in his numbers at all. That's why KenPom has this game being a 7-point game and the line's at 5.
No, he just runs his formulations and the numbers spit out and he posts the numbers. That's exactly right, Michael. You know what stood out to me yesterday? We've had a bunch of good conversations with coaches. Mark Gottfried was on the show yesterday. And what stuck out to me was you could tell he's really down on the Pac-12 overall. Didn't you get that sense from him? He said, look, it's just not a tough league right now.
I mean, he's been in the ACC, he's been in the Southeast Conference, and now he's playing. Now he's the head coach of Cal State Northridge, but he sees the Pac-12 every day. So, I mean, I think he has a fairly good level of understanding the competition, and I don't think there's anything like the Big. I don't think there's anything like the Big 12. I really don't. I think the Baylor, Kansas, Texas Tech, and it's all predicated by their defense, right? I mean, Texas Tech's defense, the way Beard set it up, and Adams has now taken it over, and the way Beard's team. I think they've got
Kansas
really good coaches
defense.
In that.
Baylor
the
defense. Kansas defense. Defend.
They have to. It's a little bit, you know, what goes on in the NFL, the arms race in the West, right? When one team gets good, if you're competitive, every team starts to get it good. It's why the NFC East used to be so good during the day. You know, the Cowboys were the standard. Then Washington became Philadelphia. The Giants. All of a sudden, you got four teams that were great within the division.
By the way, I'm just seeing the images flash up there. RIP John Clayton. That came down yesterday, just 67 years old, a brief illness. Of course, the great NFL reporter passes away, Michael.
Yeah. You know, John was a tremendous worker. I know John really well. He was the diligent. He was a consummate pro. He gave it, I mean, literally, he was on the phone constantly. I don't think the guy ever slept. You know, he started out in Pittsburgh, had great sources from those old Steeler days, moved out to Tacoma. He was tremendous. I used to walk by him all the time, and I'd say, John, look, can you confirm that we're having this conversation? Because back in the day, unless John confirmed it, it really never happened. So I would always kid him about that. But he was a great worker. It's sad, 67. You know,
much
I feel
young.
So badly for his family, much too young.
RIP John Clayton, part of, and everybody remembers the commercials, but he was a diligent reporter. And
he was hard work. Nobody worked harder than, other than Stephen Bond, nobody worked harder than him.
And maybe Bobby Kremins did. He's going to join us next here on the Lombardi Line.
You're listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, this is the Lombardi Line. Wendy's and Adult Swim's Rick and Morty are teaming up to invite Las Vegas locals and basketball fans to get schwifty at the first ever Morty's Mayhem pop-up. Okay, so this is going to go down this weekend at Resorts World East Garden Plaza. It's an immersive experience. It brings the show off the screen onto the strip, and even the return of Pickle Rick Pickle Frosty. Yes, I said it. Boom. A big reveal. While in the alternate universe, fans can also play a life-size game of Plinko. Love Plinko. Check out Wendy's Morty's Mayhem at Resorts World through Sunday right here in Las Vegas. Okay, we welcome you back, of course. Great front office exec Michael Lombardi there hanging out at the Borgata. He's all over the college hoops as we welcome you back. Round of 32 gets underway today. And to join us to talk about it, Bobby Kremins. Now, most will think of that illustrious run at Georgia Tech when they think of Bobby Kremins. I think of College of Charleston. And I don't remember exactly, Coach Kremins, first off, thank you so much for coming on this Saturday morning. I don't remember how in 06, 05-ish, I was living down in Charleston. I don't remember how you ended up at College of Charleston, but you did a hell of a job there, Coach.
Thank you. I regret we didn't get to the NCAA. We won the regular season championship, and we had a bad injury to our starting center. He was the best center in the league. We were hoping to make a run. And then I ran into Wofford, of course, and with Mike Young, and they beat us in the championship game. It was a tough. We had a great team, and the injury really hurt us, and we were disappointed. So we went to the third round of the NIT.
Coach, but before we get on the college tournament, I love the fact that you haven't lost your Bronx accent. It makes me feel really good about it. But I want to ask you, you played for the great Frank McGuire. If Frank McGuire were alive today, what would he think of all these three-point shots being launched?
Well, he'd probably be laughing. He would say, you know, the poor big men, you know, they would say, no, the big men don't get the ball inside very often anymore. That's not true. They still get it inside. There's still an inside presence. You still see a lot of high-low. I saw that last night with Illinois, trying to get it into Cochran, get the ball into him inside. What a power player he is. But obviously the game now is threes. But when you look at a team like Wofford, who loves to shoot the threes, and you see how Texas beat them, I think they only shot four threes. And the coach of Texas, afterwards, Chris, I believe, said, you know, the key to the whole game was defending the three, take away the three ball. So the game is still great. The three-point shot is great. They're still inside play. And it just makes it more challenging than ever, which I love.
Coach, a theme from Michael has been the strength of the Big 12 and their ability to defend and being battle-tested. Can you talk a little bit about these Big 12 teams? Of course, Baylor, who cut the nets down last year. But how about Texas yesterday against Virginia Tech, dominant? I mean, this is just a league right now that's on a roll.
No question. You're 100% right. And you got to start with Kansas, even though they still got that.
Yep.
That cloud over their heads, they need to get cleared up with the NCAA. You've got to start with their program, what it's done. But and then the new coaches, the new coach that came into Texas, and then Chris Beard, and then the coach who took over at Texas Tech. And, you know, we've been talking about Scott Drew forever after what he did last year. He's become one of the top coaches in the country. He has a chance now to become a Hall of Fame coach. And to see him, you know, do this back-to-back. What a game against North Carolina. I cannot wait for the Baylor-North Carolina game. And I want to see if North Carolina can somehow continue and get to the Sweet 16. But you're right. Right now, the heroes are the best conference in America. Today, just today, is the Big 12.
Coach, that's a great point. I want to hit you. Patrick and I were talking earlier about how do you differentiate from the momentum that you carry from one to the next. And when you're going against a team like Baylor, North Carolina, you know, they didn't play well in the tournament. Virginia Tech wins the ACC, but then all of a sudden they were just dominant against Marquette. I mean, can that carry over against Baylor?
I wish I could answer that question. You know, Hubert Davis, I gave him a B to a B+. Of course, the big game, you know, the last game in Cameron Indoor when he went over to Duke and beat Duke in Coach K's last game, that was a bit of a shocker to everybody. But obviously we know Duke had a lot of distractions, a lot of disruptions in that game. But Hubert Davis, you know, he's done a really outstanding job. They have great tradition. Roy Williams, although obviously he's not coaching, he's around the program. And if Hubert had any questions, he could go right to him. It's going to come down to those guards, you know, Love and Davis. If Love and Davis play well, you know, Manic, the great shooter, the transfer from Oklahoma, and Baycott. But Baylor will have more confidence. Baylor will have more experience because of what happened last year. But North Carolina, they still have great, great tradition. And I expect North Carolina is going to really fight like heck today. I mean, it's going to be a classic.
Coach Bobby Kremins joining us here on the Lombardi Line. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Thrilled to have Coach with us. How about Michigan and Tennessee? We can never really pinpoint what's going on with Michigan, but Michael's been talking about this Tennessee. Barnes has done a hell of a job with this volunteer squad, Coach.
No question. The kid, Vassini, I might pronounce his name wrong, but they got great balance. I coached against Rick when he was the head coach at Clemson, and he did a heck of a job there. And then he made that move, left Texas, and went to Tennessee, and it's really paid off. It's a great job, as you well know. They have a great following. You know, Juwan Howard, of course, there's been a lot of controversy. I think that big guy needs to really step up and play well. He's got to be an inside presence. He just got to stay out of foul trouble. You know, right now, obviously, I think everybody would love Tennessee in this one, but this would be a great game for Juwan Howard to really redeem himself to all that that mess that went through, he went through.
How does he do that, Coach? I mean, what's the formula for Michigan to win this game against Tennessee's defense and their size and their ability to wear you down?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one for him. I think, I mentioned the inside presence, the big guy. You know, he's got to play really, really big, and he can't let those bigs from Tennessee push him around. Dickerson, he's got to get in there and make a statement, and I've seen him do that. And then, of course, point guard play would be so important. So I think it's an uphill battle for Michigan. But not to the point where they're playing for a lot. You know, after what they've been through, they've been knocked around. Their coach is back. Phil Martelli did a fantastic job in his absence. So, again, when you get to this point, guys, if you need motivation, you're usually not at this point. All the players at this point, we're talking about now going to the next weekend. We're talking about going to the Sweet 16. So the motivation is there. Everybody is going to – they have to bring their A games.
Before we say goodbye, I have to ask you about a game tomorrow. There's two guys you may have heard of, Tom Izzo and Coach K. They take on one another for the last time. Thoughts on Coach K's swan song here, Coach?
Well, you know, the game is in Greenville, South Carolina. So you got a favorite, Duke. Duke, they're going to bring a lot of fans. Last night, Davidson had a home court advantage over Michigan State, but Michigan State hung in there beautifully. And the young man, the shooter, Hauser, I had not seen Hauser. I think that's got to be a season high, 27 points he had. And that was a big surprise to me because I had not seen that. But, so we're playing in Greenville, South Carolina. I should mention this now. Duke lost to South Carolina a few years ago when South Carolina went to the Final Four. They lost to South Carolina in Greenville. So, but two Hall of Fame coaches going against each other, that's going to be a classic. And the one other game I want to mention, it's always great to have a Cinderella. You know, we didn't have a Cinderella team last year, and we're guaranteed a Cinderella when Murray State plays St. Peter's. And I love to see at least a Cinderella get to the Sweet 16.
Coach Bobby Kremins, three-time ACC Coach of the Year, just a tremendous, tremendous coach. And we really appreciate the time this morning, Coach. Thank you so much. Enjoy the basketball.
Thanks, okay. Coach. That was awesome. Appreciate you.
Appreciate
you.
Thank you very much. Coach Bobby, you called it out. You could hear that Bronx coming through, that thick accent, right?
I loved it.
I mean, he was down in Atlanta for 20-plus years, but he still got the Bronx
lose
in him.
He didn't lose it at all. You could still hear it. And the great Frank McGuire, Al McGuire's brother, I mean, that was truly one of the generational coaches in college basketball. It's a tree. You know, we talk about John Wooden. We talk about Frank McGuire and what he was able to accomplish and how he spread his wings and so many coaches have learned through him.
Well put. Frank, that's funny. You asked him about Frank McGuire in a three-point shot. It would be awkward to have the conversation.
Yeah,
Let's put it that way.
Yesterday they had a guy underneath the rim. He could have dunked it, and the guy took a three-pointer.
He threw it out to the corner. It's so wild watching the game. It's evolved or devolved, whatever way you look at it. Speaking of evolving, how about old boy Jick Jack Johnson next here at Lombardi Line on a Saturday?
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, March matchup. So, round of 32, here's what you're going to do. Simply register using the bonus code MMMaryMary160 and place a $20 wager on any game in the second round of the tournament, and you're going to receive up to $160 in free bets. So you can use the rest of the tournament, obviously. This is a great deal. MM160 for first-time bettors. Get over there, log into your BetMGM account, sign in before round two and place a single $20 wager, and you're going to get $160 in free cash. Okay? It's 1-800-GAMBLER. If you do have an issue, you've got to be 22 years or older. Again, visit BetMGM.com. Michael Lombardi out at the Borgata. This is the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM as we welcome you back. Hope you're having a nice Saturday morning. Speaking of which, let's head to the Bayou and say hi to old boy Jick Jack Johnson. Carl Johnson runs the race and sportsbook down at the Beau Rivage. Carl Johnson and the printer. We see him. Hey, where's your green screen, bro?
I got the green screen, but now I need a light. You know, we were trying to put some pictures.
I can tell.
We were trying to put some pictures of pyramids behind me and stuff. So I'll have it set up and ready to go next week. I think I'm going to be coming live from the Oval Office next week.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. We can't wait to see it. I mean, you know, that if Al Davis walked in and saw that desk, he would have a hard time. A little too messy for Al. He would not be happy with that.
Carl is a fine as frog hair on this Saturday. How'd it go for the books yesterday? I'm curious because it was a little chalky with those recognizable names winning and covering. Carl, how'd you do there at the Beau Rivage?
Yeah, they got us a little bit yesterday. So, it was a good day for them. You know, they were out there in the book. I mean, they may have set a record for beer drinking yesterday. It was absolutely crazy. They were rambunctious from 9:30 in the morning till, you know, almost midnight last night. So they were very happy, and, yeah, they got us a little bit yesterday.
What was the one game that hurt you the most? Where were you on Davidson and Michigan State?
Yeah, so, you know, that wasn't a big game for us. I mean, we was about even money on that game. You know, I think just during the course of the whole day, they just kind of whacked at us just a little bit here and there. You know, the day before, the biggest game for us, obviously, and probably for everybody else, was at Kentucky. So that what that did was it knocked out all kind of parlays and teasers that were actually tied into some of this stuff.
How about LSU falling apart yesterday? What'd you think of that?
You know, that didn't surprise me a bit. I kind of thought Iowa State was a, for down here, everybody was on LSU. That's probably one of the few games that, we did okay on, it just didn't surprise me. I thought Iowa State was a good contrarian pick for down here.
Yeah, and what is going on with the LSU program, Carl? Are you going to get yourself involved over there and help them pick a coach?
Yeah, they got troubles, right now. They got troubles throughout that whole program. I don't think it's just around the basketball, but, the football's got some troubles. We'll see how it plays out and see what happens there. But, who knows? I just know that there was a lot of smoke in the kitchen there for the basketball program, and I think they had some troubles with Coach O in the football program too.
That kitchen might be on fire on the basketball side, I can tell you that.
the LSU program is run like Carl runs his staff. Did you see the video that Carl sent us? You got your staff's talking back to you, Carl. You got to crack down over there.
You got to get your shot in order, Carl.
You know what? We got a rule around here. As long as they work hard, they can. We have a lot of fun. I'm around these people more than I'm at home. You have to form those relationships. We have a good time and they work hard and we have fun. Yeah.
No, you're the best, Carl. How about this one? Baylor, Michael, I just saw a 5 at DraftKings. So I got Baylor opening. North Carolina, of course, Carl, 6, and getting bet a little bit North Carolina's way. Is that what's happening with you?
Yeah, we actually opened this game at 6.5, 148.5, and right now we're down to 5.5, 148.5. So, yeah, we got some play coming on North Carolina this morning.
Yeah, that seems to be the popular play here. Everybody's got that North Carolina team that they saw against Marquette. They think it's going to carry over, and they're going to walk themselves into a really good Baylor team with no bench. I mean, I think ultimately the bench of Baylor will have to play. They play 7 guys. It's hard. How about Michigan-Tennessee? Where are you on that game? And is there a sense of Southeast Conference bias at your book?
Yeah, I think so. I think Cinderella, Tennessee is one of those, if you want to call them a Cinderella team. They're really not. I don't think this is unexpected, to be honest with you. But we have them at 6.5, 136.5. That's where we opened them up at, and they're still there. But, of course, I think the people down here will tend to bet the SEC teams, and I think they're doing that today.
On the board I'm looking at, Carl, 81% of the money is coming in on Tennessee, 19% here on these books that Patrick and I look at every day.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people all over that one. I mean, I think the other game, and I don't mean to interrupt,
Pat, please.
The other game is Memphis. Everybody seems to be betting Memphis and taking the points. How about in your book?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we opened it at 10.5 and 154.5. We're at 9.5, 154.5. And, I honestly can't wait until what Josh Applebaum has to say about this game. I like Memphis. I think Memphis wins the ball game. But just the way that number is, I think that the contrarian pick here is probably going to be Gonzaga. And I would be willing to bet that that's who he's going to tell us he likes. I'm just guessing, but that's what it seems like.
The line is going towards Memphis, and he favors that line in terms of the value over-under. So, I mean, probably wait to see, but right now that line's headed towards Memphis as the contrarian. So we shall see.
It sounds crazy, but Memphis does match up talent-wise. It's just,
they do.
I mean, Timmy's a tremendous college, but who knows what he's going to be as a pro, but he's a great college basketball player. Of course, we know Holmgren, but Memphis has studs. Memphis has got a couple kids that are going to be lottery picks. So, again, Memphis has the talent. They just like to turn the ball over. Big 12, we've been talking about the Big 12 and their dominance. Where are you sitting with this Creighton, Kansas number here, Carl?
Yeah, so we opened it. We're right where we opened it up now. I take that back. So we opened it up at 11.5, 138.5, and we're still at 11.5, but the over-under has ticked up one to 139.5. It's an evenly bet game here so far.
What is your bet? What is the one game you might have to make a decision on today, Carl?
It's probably going to be that Memphis-Gonzaga or that St. Mary's-UCLA game. I think for us, I think that's the best two games of the day. It'll probably our day will probably come down to those two games right there.
Where are you on Memphis? Where are you on UCLA St. Mary's?
Yeah, 2.5 and 126.5. And when I first seen this total, you know, I'm kind of thinking this total's a little light. You know, I think my numbers, I think I had it at like 131.5 or something like that. But I like the over in this game a little bit. And I also like, well, I've got a little four-teamer. Before we get off, I got a little four-team jig-jack special that's going to pay.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Let's hear it, jig-jack.
Fire away.
It's your show. Let's go.
It's you.
All right. So it's all money line. So I like St. Peter's plus 310 with Memphis plus 600 and hook those two up with Arkansas minus 280, Baylor minus 250. It's going to pay 53-1. So it's worth a little bet.
Winner. It's a winner, Michael, right there.
I love it. Four teamer. You know, just coming hard.
Did you
heavy or he don't come at all? No, like Uncle Junior. He comes heavy or he don't come at all.
Everybody knows the way he rolls. Did you make the bet or did you have your wife go out and make that bet?
I made the bet. Yeah, but I did notice that she took $300 out of my wallet this morning. So I don't know if she's doing anything later or not.
Well, you're an ATM machine for her. Let me ask you, what's on the menu today, Carl? Yeah. What do we got? What's the most popular menu item in the book this weekend?
Beer.
Why not?
Yeah, that makes sense. How about for you, Carl? What are you eating today? What are you drinking?
Yeah, you know, so after I get off work, I'm going to have some beers. I've got some friends out in the audience today as guests. And, you know, I don't know what I'm going to be eating yet. I'm probably going to be eating, like, maybe a steak tonight. I think the steak's on the menu tonight.
Carl lives Gotta good, man. It. Hey, by the way, you know, Michael, he ain't drinking those IPAs, right?
No. What is your beer of choice, Carl? What is your beer of choice?
You know, when I was younger, I drank the real Budweiser, you know. But now I like the Samuel Adams a lot.
There you go.
I like it. Yeah, I'm a Samuel Adams guy when I'm not on gin or any other stuff.
But from Bud Heavy to Sam Adams, Carl Johnson, there's nobody better. Of course, one more of the podcast, Jick Jack Johnson on Twitter, a must follow. And he's handing out that. Hey, make sure you post your four-teamer up at Jick Jack Johnson on Twitter, okay?
Yeah, we'll retweet it for you for sure. Right. Thank you, Carl.
All right, I'll do that.
Have a great day. Looking forward to the green screen next week, Carl Johnson. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, do a little weather for us next week, too.
Yeah, a little weather
for us. All right, see you later, Mike.
Okay, come on. He makes me laugh, man. Coming up next, we haven't done it. Deshaun Watson, Michael Lombardi here on the Lombardi Line.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.